Yeah.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes.
No, let's just stop.
No.
Hey, man, it's in the booth. It's your boy, Messenger.
I'm Kevin Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Okay. Everything came together in the booth. In the booth. Years later, and we're still in the booth.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the house, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we you are true. See your time happens, you gon' see the fruit. Put the kid tank, gotta pull it from the roof. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we don't need a suit. General in the game, make the fuck with clues. Let's go now. You're now locked in with Kenton Jones. And this is on In The Booth. What I get?
His name Matt Thomas. He became a police officer.
Why y'all call him Happy?
That was his nickname growing up.
Is he a happy dude?
That's his name, Hap. Call him Hap.
Well, thank you guys for joining us in the booth with Kenton Jones and Messenger. Please like and share and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms.
Okay.
Including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast.
If you would like to sponsor or advertise the show, please hit us up at inthebooth.pod at gmail.com. For real. Boom, boom.
All right.
Boom, boom.
Great.
I'm telling you, man.
So we have an interesting topic today.
Yeah.
So there was a law that was passed in Indiana.
This man right here.
Recently, that, well, I'm going to let you explain it, actually.
No, you go ahead. And...
No, go ahead.
Basically, if the police come in your...
Put a graphic
if the police come...
Let them read it.
In your house...
Let them read it. Pull it up.
Unannounced and trying to serve a warrant and it's not the right place, then you can legally shoot the police. That's the new law. You can
shoot.
And
of course, the police are not happy with the new law.
Of course.
Yep. Public officers and
that means you just gotta do, you just gotta know you're going into the right place.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they go in expecting somebody to shoot at them anyway, though? I guess you just won't get away with it. Now you can get away with it. But they go in expecting somebody to shoot at them anyway.
This is going to make sure you done dotted your eyes across your
teeth. Right, before you just bust through somebody's door.
You ain't going in, ain't nothing chaotic going to be like this. It's going to be first, second, and third check.
Yeah. Sign off.
Yeah, because you can go in there illegally.
Yeah, the law says.
Get shot, live, and then other dude get off.
Yeah.
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 Which has been happening. So,
yeah, it's been happening the other way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, now somebody can shoot the police and get off.
Yeah. It says police officers in Indiana are speaking out against a new law that gives citizens the right to use deadly force to protect themselves against a public servant who oversteps his authority. All right.
Is this all of Indiana or a city in Indiana? This is the whole state?
Yeah.
Oh, Indiana.
Wow. Yeah,
a lot of people are moving to Indiana right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Everybody got
Indiana.
A gun on the way, bro. Yeah, because you can shoot the civilian for self-defense, and now I can shoot the cops. Oh, yeah. But I'm joking. Everybody with a gun, taking their gun safe, throwing on a truck. We moving to Indiana.
But I know one thing. The pawn shops there are not going to be selling all these heavy firearms anymore.
Yeah, they're going to stop. I think the seller guns are going to go down. They might go to the neighboring state. But... that's very interesting, Bear. Like that they can legally shoot the police for coming in. Yeah, because they shoot and be like, oh, we thought you was somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, man, the man is dead. Like, you done killed the man.
And the thing is, there's no penalty. It's like I was
administrative leave.
Yeah,
that's
I was in on duty. I was doing my job. I just made a mistake on my job. Oops. You know, I just shot the whole family. My bad.
Right.
The husband, the wife, and three kids.
And
I shot them all.
And like, it's over. And they get him off.
It's my bad. I didn't mean to shoot the whole family. Like, I mean, I had, you know, one, two But then 3 and 4 kept going.
Right.
And then lab bullet hit the kid.
And let's make it clear. The warrant is not so you can go in and shoot people. It's to arrest whoever you're supposed to arrest.
Arrest somebody.
Right.
Not to go in and shoot and kill
usually
nobody.
Usually you go in with deadly force, assuming that somebody's going to shoot at you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're going to go in. Nothing really changes for the police. I mean, they're going to go in with deadly force anyway. But if somebody shoot at them, hit them, and then some kind of way get away from the police, and then they realize they was at the wrong spot, that police just got shot, and that person just got away with it.
Yeah.
So it says
it authorizes people to protect themselves or protect their property by using deadly force in response to unlawful intrusion by a public servant. So if they come in,
like
and
Breonna
they got
Taylor,
the wrong spot,
yeah,
you can shoot them. And it says if you kill them, you good. Like you can use deadly force. Like I can kill you.
Wow.
So therefore, I mean, the police is, you better make sure you got the right address. Make sure that Roman numeral, make sure you know your Roman numerals, everything.
For real.
Yeah. You were like, okay, VIVI, that's 9.
Is that 4
2, right?
Or 6?
Right. Let me check again.
Yeah.
Boss.
Now I'll be like, record me.
Yeah.
Like, now you said it was 9. But yeah, they got a dog in the front. They got it's a red Sequoia.
It's a green door. The one with the green door? You sure? All right, if I go ahead and get shot.
Yeah.
But I'm suing everybody.
Which it should be that way anyway.
Yeah.
Laughing at it, but it should be that way anyway. You got to make sure you're going into the right place.
Yeah. Because people have...
lost their lives.
Lost their lives, or even just been, you know, humiliated, you know, by
and
people
traumatized.
Come in. Yeah, traumatized, you know, the kids in the house, and you snatching somebody up, and you like, I ain't do nothing. And they doing knee all in your back, and, you know, they're treating you like, you know, the criminal until they find out.
Oops,
wrong place. It's I'm going in here to, you know, in the action, I'm kicking in the action, and I'll ask the questions once I get everything settled, even if that means shooting somebody.
No.
Yeah.
You know what
ask
I'm saying?
Ask the questions before you go in there.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, is this, are you Jeremy? Are you, oh no, okay. All right, my bad.
It's too late then.
Yeah.
No, sir,
like,
I'm not.
You like this.
Right.
They coming in just grabbing whoever, and that thing is, I'm going to, you know, settle this whole, let me get this whole place under control, and then we'll ask questions.
Yeah, don't do it in Indiana, Happy. What is that, Happy? Happy? What? I want to know what Happy think about this. Happy
that's what
is
saying,
the
we
police.
Need to get, we need to get him on the show.
Yeah. Like.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, that's wild, bro. You think that's ever coming to Georgia?
I don't know, but it makes it bad for good police.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because... people are going to be more angst to shoot based off what bad police did.
I mean,
but if you're going into the right place,
like he said when he was here, he said the worst thing to a good cop is a bad cop.
But it still, the police is trained that when you go in, you need to prepare that somebody's going to shoot back at you anyway. Yeah. Like they're not going in. That doesn't change how they go in. You see what I'm saying? You're going in thinking somebody
you're going to the right place.
It changes that if you are in the wrong place and you get shot as a police, he is not going to get arrested. That's what it changes.
Yeah, but the law is saying now that you're going to make sure you're going into the right place because of the law.
Sometimes the clerk, the lady mix up the numbers. You know what I'm saying? She typing. She trying to go home quick, or she didn't see something. And, you know, it was 3-4, and she put 4-3.
Goodness,
you know, and they got the wrong address. They go. They across the street.
That's why you double check.
They across the street when they supposed to be the other.
And
one.
They walked into some old lady.
And the old lady done shot him. Pa! Like,
all because a clerk that's sitting there working at late hours,
bro.
Trying to get some overtime.
She should have went home.
She put 952, and it was 953 on that street.
Bruh, that went in the wrong place.
But got two police officers sitting there late on the porch.
Yeah, or they got shot in the knee, or you know what? They might not die, but they might
be working them on.
Yeah, I mean, and if you, you know, if you get shot by going into the wrong house and it is somebody else's fault, your lieutenant or somebody else told you to go in and that this was the person to serve the arrest, and it's wrong, then you get shot, then whose fault it is? If it's not the civilian's fault, then who gets sued or who get, so that person.
Wait, say it again?
The police that goes in because your boss told you to go in, you went in the wrong spot, you get shot. Now, your family has to sue the police station.
Because they sent you to the wrong place.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They're liable. Yeah. Somebody's liable.
Don't say, so when it's going to fix a lot on their end. You're talking about
going to somebody's house and you shoot them. This is the problem. You go in there, you shoot them like Breonna Taylor. You shot her. She wasn't the person. And then they didn't want to take responsibility in no way.
Yeah.
So now, you're gonna end up getting shot.
It's gonna change. It's gonna change the way they do it.
Sue, yeah, you're gonna have to sue.
It's gonna be some.
My question is that coming to Georgia?
Why you keep asking that?
Ain't there nobody but Georgia? Is it coming to Georia?
They ain't coming for me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, it could be a mistake. Like
they're not coming. No, they're not coming. I got
you. You think
they're not coming?
Yeah, they're not coming. That's what everybody else thought.
Yeah, they're not coming. Yeah. In Jesus' name, they're not coming. Yeah. They go to your house, but they're not.
No, they're not going to his house either.
You're going to put bills up.
None of our houses. Okay, all right.
They go to your house. No, they ain't coming to my house at all. Won't happen. They won't even come up my driveway. Yep. No, won't happen.
They'd be afraid to go up our driveway.
Yeah, that's right. My driveway looked gruesome anyway. Especially
well,
today.
Not gruesome.
It's raining. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. So anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
But
my driveway looked like woo.
Hey, Popo, get your act together. These folks out here strapped.
Yeah. We're not. Hush. Stop.
No, I'm just saying, these folks out here strapped, and that's good news. But that's good news to a lot of people in Indiana. They're like, okay, hey, anybody coming through my door, I can shoot them. Before it was like, well, I can't shoot the police. Yeah.
Just don't shoot your people.
Yeah.
Right. Your mama coming to.
Yeah. Don't shoot your people.
Baby.
Mama, I thought you was a sergeant. I'm sorry.
Even though you look nothing right. Like a sergeant.
I just nicked your shoulder.
Blood and cherry pie all on the front.
I just nicked your shoulder.
You got the crust all on the ceiling. Like, on the ceiling fan.
That's all right, mama. You make it look
better.
I scrape you. You all right. I ain't get that.
That's what you going to say. You all right?
I ain't get you, mama. You all right. You all right.
Cherries all on the lawn. I get
you, mama. Just put a Band-Aid on it. You all right.
I got you, mama. You all right. You all right.
I'm going to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think if it shows to be successful in Indiana, I think it's gonna spread.
Wow!
I don't know how long it's gonna take to spread, but if it's something that shuts down them messing up
now,
and
in
doing
Indiana,
all,
I also think that they
now is Indiana a red or a blue state? Because I think that matters a lot.
Look that up, Ken.
probably changed recently. I don't.
This
know
sounds that. Like it might be a red state. Because anything where you get to use your gun, I think that's...
I think it's blue. The other way around because...
Yeah. If you're going off that logic.
Yeah.
No, Red. They're pro-gun. So they want all the laws to activate these bullets flying. So, yeah, that's red written all over it.
Be careful with the red. Yeah. Yeah, the thoughts and views. Yeah. I was getting ready to say, "There's a red, bro. You better not." It's a red state.
That's a red state.
It got red
written all over it
right here.
What's wrong with your ears? I didn't
Cam,
say. The man trying to.
You about to say.
Hey, the man trying to create
stuff. What's wrong with you, bro?
That's not there,
bro. The thoughts and views.
No, the thoughts and views. The thoughts that ain't my thoughts. Is not a reflection of what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
I said red states. I don't know where you was going with that.
Yeah, you know where you were going.
I said red states. Yeah. That's where I was going with that.
The thoughts of you.
Now, if you want to put that out in the, mm-mm, you know, mm-mm, then you go ahead and do that. But don't put that on me.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah. If you said red state, though, what's Georgia flipped to blue?
We just flipped to blue then. Yeah. Well, Georgia been red forever.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Georgia been red. Georgia just turned blue. Because Herschel Walker got up and talking about vampires. Herschel Walker. I read the post at that rally. Yeah! What? Hey, what? He said, boy, a coon. It's you and your coon. But y'all don't know. I grew up. Coon's the smartest thing out there. Like,
come on, man. Who writing this man's speeches, boy?
That's bad.
Bro, like, bro, he had, it's over now. But, bro, he had some, I didn't see one, look.
But he had votes.
He had a lot of votes. Because that's where the political thing is goofy to me.
Yeah.
It's just a close race. It's straight up goofy to me. You'll take somebody who's really not qualified. Always, you know, it's just but yeah, some of the stuff he said, I was like, oh.
That joker had
bro.
That joker
had I was like, grader, I don't know if he's
not even an eighth grader.
Yeah, I don't know if he you know, all the way there anymore. I don't know if the CTE can get I don't know. It just didn't seem
the thoughts of
Yeah. Like it was just
the dub of the day, baby. The bomb bombs big D is a gee.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you say?
The dub of the baby gay.
I'm like, okay. Yeah,
bro.
Y'all
hit
that man
up. I was watching the movie the other day, and the movie was there, and it was showing, and then the vampire came out. And I was like,
what
was the point?
They taught him to just deflect.
Lord. I'm like, bro,
he was good at that.
It never connected with anything political.
Which one of our kids?
It never
is not
before they could talk. Before they could talk, always had an answer.
Oh, that was us. That was Yes.
Was that Yes?
Yes did that and Minion.
Minion.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Minion more than I remember Yes.
Yeah.
But before they could talk, I used to just try to have conversations with them. You know, and I used to ask them anything. So what do you think about the climate of America? he just be talking and he can't talk when he trying to say something. That's what Herschel Walker sound like to me. Just blip, summer moon to moon.
What?
All right. I'll take that one.
So what is your plan for Georgia in representing?
Well, if you get your closet right, see, we can go down to the river and fish for gold like Jesus did. That's what we're going to do.
That's
America.
Your plan for Georgia.
We're going to make America great again.
So what's your policy on gun control?
See,
well, you know, if you have a get a gun, take the bullets out, and just throw the gun. That way you don't kill them. What?
Y'all are done. Play the music. We're done here.
I said gun control.
That's gun control.
Yeah.
Controlling the gun. Yeah. I'm controlling the gun. Yeah. If I shoot it, that's bullet control. This is gun control.
Yeah.
So I'm going to control the gun. I just throw the gun. Take the bullets out.
I understand.
Yeah.
Take
preserve
the bullets
life.
Out. Preserve life.
This is gun control.
Yes. Yes.
Now, do you want to know my bullet control?
No. I don't want to know your bullet control. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
That joker boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was like, bro, where are we going with this, man?
Oh
man!
I think he got paid a lot of money,
bro. I think
because they was trying to really just
start
to see if they can
everything
get
came together in the booth.
Police, we love y'all though.
Yeah,
we
love y'all. 12, right. One time.
One time.